minutes to four, but right now, let me tell you or introduce to the program Peter Boyes, who is a business mentor with Business Mentors New Zealand. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hi, Andrew.
Nice to have you along with us. Okay, just tell us a little bit about why you chose to get involved in being a business mentor. What do they actually do? How does it work?
Well, being a small businessman or businesswoman is a really lonely place to be. And what business mentors do is fills that space, makes a degree of expertise available to them to give a helping hand.
And effectively, you have a particular background in communications. That's your specialty. So each mentor brings a particular aspect of expertise to the relationship.
Yeah, there's a whole range of people. There's some people who are retired, and so that they've had a whole lifetime of business, and they bring that to bear. Other people have got financial expertise, say accountants. Others might have legal expertise or marketing expertise. So there's a range of people who are available. And the local agent will match up a small business that wants a mentor with somebody who's ideal for their circumstances. So on their application through the website, they'll say what their needs are in terms of looking for a mentor, what they're aiming to achieve. And then the agent will match the mentor with the ideal mentor.
And this is a service that's actually provided free of charge for the business, isn't it?
It's free of charge. The volunteers give their time freely, which is a unique thing when you think about that community spirit that drives mentoring.
Yeah.
There's a small registration fee that covers the admin, but after that, 2 years free mentoring with the mentor of your choice, really.
And it becomes, I imagine, a fairly tight relationship.
It can do. Sometimes you go in and it's pretty straightforward, but over time you do tend to get quite close to the mentoring clients. Yeah, that's true.
Is it difficult because sometimes, you know, as a mentor, of course, it's all care, no responsibility, isn't it? You know, it's you aren't the person actually making a decision. You're providing all the best advice. Can it get difficult, of course, when I suppose you're providing the advice, but in the end, it may or may not be taken?
It's different from a commercial relationship. So in my commercial life, you may proffer advice, but you may actually do it for them as well in terms of your commercial clients. With mentoring, you can offer a guiding helping hand, but they have to do it. That's the idea of it. So if you're coming up with a marketing plan for them, you may help them draft that, but they've actually got to go out and do the selling.
Do you tend to work with fixed appointments? You meet with the business, you know, first Monday of the month or once a fortnight, or you set up a fixed routine, or do they tend to call you when they want the advice or the input?
You try and plan a series of meetings, but you fit it in with their working life, of course, and it may well be that something happens in their day that means that they have to change it, and something may happen with yours. So there's a degree of flexibility, but you try and keep a regular time when you can actually catch up with them and review where you are and take the next step forward.
What is an average, how long is an average consultation for you? Is it
For me, maybe an hour and a half. Try and keep it tight, and then you follow it with email, or there may be phone calls or other elements of passing on information afterwards.
Okay, and as you said, you pay a small registration fee as a business, then the rest of the mentoring is provided free of charge, and that can just keep going on for ever and ever, does it?
For up to 2 years, and then right. After 2 years you can re-register, but 2 years is a reasonably good time to get them on their feet.
So as you say, ideal for people who perhaps are just starting, the business just starting to get on its feet, or perhaps they're at a certain point in their business evolution where they need some particular support as well too, that tends to be how it works?
At the beginning, you really do need sometimes someone to say, well, I've tried this and this works, and you might try this and this works. So at the beginning, there's a lot of helping hand for that. But then businesses tend to plateau as well. So you tend to find that they reach a certain size and maybe thinking about moving into Australia or to export or that next stage of growth, and don't quite know how to handle it, and the right mentor can actually just give you the tips in the right direction to do that.
All right, and of course, as we said, it's a chance for businesses to connect with somebody with experience, get the value out of it. It's all provided free of charge, bar a one-off registration cost, and the best way is just to punch into Google Business Mentors New Zealand.
Businessmentors.org.nz.
Right.
And then go through the application form on the, it's really easy to do it on the online form, yeah.
Businessmentors.org.nz. Thanks for joining us, Peter Boyes, with us. And it is coming up 7 to 4. We'll have more after the break.